from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, an apparent attempted car theft in Rumson and has involved a large police response in which shots were fired early this morning. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is part of the investigation today in the wealthy borough. Monmouth Assembly members Vicki Flynn and Jerry Scharfenberger put out a joint statement saying it's time to ensure that law enforcement has the tools they need to effectively do their jobs and protect residents from violent crime. A year ago, Governor Murphy signed four bills into law that aimed at fighting auto theft, among them a focus on persistent repeat offenders, which Flynn at the time noted took on catch and release policies. An Ocean County man who did not kidnap his wife is now facing charges.
Manchester police say they got a 911 call Monday afternoon to report a possible kidnapping at the Wawa on Route 70 in Whiting. The caller said a woman was being forced into an SUV. Police said they found the vehicle, but the driver, 67-year-old Thomas Stevens, sped off and led them on a lengthy chase to Berkeley. Investigators found the woman was Stevens' wife and that she was not being kidnapped. Still, Stevens was arrested on charges of obstruction and resisting arrest. He was later released on a summons. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And with the NFL season officially underway, the Eagles and Packers play in Brazil tonight. Sunday, the Giants host the Vikings. The Jets face the 49ers for Monday Night Football. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will we get a mostly pleasant weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, squeezing out one more reasonably nice day today, then somewhat inclement for tomorrow, and then we flip right back to pleasant, dry, warming weather all the way through next week. Sun and clouds this afternoon, maybe a sprinkle, highs 75 to 80 degrees. You feel a little humidity in the air. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonable, lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid. Highs again in the 70s. With a chance of a shower in the morning, better chance of rain and maybe a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. On Sunday, the sun comes out again. It'll be cooler and drier. Highs on Sunday only around 70. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And weather brought to you by New Jersey Outboards. Now is the perfect time to buy a boat and check out the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show. It's going on now through the 8th at the Golden Nugget Marina. It's free self-parking, live entertainment, and kids under 12 are free. Buy advance discount tickets at acinwaterboatshow.com. Right now, 72 in Jersey City, 73 in Woodbridge, 70 in Pemberton. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.